Unit 11. Tape script 11.1. A stranger in town.
Hi, I've just checked in and I wonder if you could help me.
I'll be happy to try.
Well, first, I'm not sure if we're near the CN Tower.
The CN Tower? It's very close. It's only about a 10-minute walk.
Oh, good. Can you tell me if there are any good restaurants nearby?
Lots. One good one is the Café Giovanni. Uh-huh. It's casual, but they have very good food and live music in the evenings.
Sounds wonderful. Oh, and I need to cash some traveler's checks, but I don't know what time the banks close.
Most banks don't close until 5:30 on weekdays, but some have extended hours.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't remember which restaurant you suggested.
The Café Giovanni.
Café Giovanni. Got it. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure.
Tape script 11.2. We like animals, don't we?
Mummy?
Yes, Gabby?
I've got 10 fingers, haven't I?
Yes, that's right, sweetie. 10 pretty little fingers.
And Daddy didn't go to work this morning, did he?
No, it's Saturday. He's working in the garden today.
And we like animals, don't we, Mummy?
Yes, we do. Especially our cats, Sammy and Teddy.
Can I have a biscuit now, Mummy?
Tape script 11.3.
Now, what's happening today? I've got a meeting this afternoon, haven't I?
Yes, that's right, with Henry and Tom.
And the meeting's here, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's in Tom's office at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I'm not having lunch with anyone, am I?
No, you're free for lunch.
Phew. And I signed all my letters, didn't I?
No, you didn't, actually. They're on your desk waiting for you.
OK, I'll do them now. Thanks a lot.
Tape script 11.4. 1.
It isn't very warm today, is it?
2.
You can cook, can't you?
3.
You've got a CD player, haven't you?
4.
Mary's very clever, isn't she?
5.
There are a lot of people here, aren't there?
6.
The film wasn't very good, was it?
7.
I'm a silly person, aren't I?
8.
You aren't going out dressed like that, are you?
Tape script 11.5. 1.
It isn't very warm today, is it?
No, it's freezing.
2.
You can cook, can't you?
Me? No, I can't even boil an egg.
3.
You've got a CD player, haven't you?
Believe it or not, I haven't. I've got a cassette player, though.
4.
Mary's very clever, isn't she?
Yeah, she's extremely bright.
5.
There are a lot of people here, aren't there?
I know. It's absolutely packed. I can't move.
6.
The film wasn't very good, was it?
It was terrible. The worst I've seen in ages.
7.
I'm a silly person, aren't I?
No, you're not. Everybody makes mistakes.
8.
You aren't going out dressed like that, are you?
Why? What's wrong with my clothes? I thought I looked really cool.
Tape script 11.6.
It's so romantic, isn't it?
What is?
Well, they're really in love, aren't they?
Who?
Paul and Mary.
Paul and Mary aren't in love, are they?
Oh, yes, they are. They're mad about each other.
Tape script 11.7. 1.
You broke that vase, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I dropped it. I'm sorry.
You'll replace it, won't you?
Yes, of course I will. How much did it cost?
£300.
£300? It wasn't that much, was it?
Yes, it was.
2.
Have you paid the electricity bill yet?
No, you paid it, didn't you?
No, I haven't paid it. I thought you paid it.
Me? But you always pay it, don't you?
No, I don't. I always pay the phone bill.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
3.
We love each other, don't we?
I think so.
We don't ever want to be apart, do we?
Well...
And we'll get married and have lots of children, won't we?
What? You haven't bought me a ring, have you?
Yes, I have. Diamonds are forever.
Oh, dear.
4.
Helen didn't win the lottery, did she?
Yes, she did. She won £2 million.
Whew. She isn't going to give it all away, is she?
As a matter of fact, she is.
Wow. Not many people would do that, would they?
Well, I certainly wouldn't.
5.
I think we're lost. Let's look at the map.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh? You didn't forget to bring the map, did you?
Sorry.
How are we going to get back to the campsite without a map?
Well, we could ask a police officer, couldn't we?
There aren't many police officers on this mountain.
Tape script 11.8. The Forgetful Generation.
Hi, and welcome to What's Your Problem? How's your day been so far? Have you done all the things you planned? Kept all your appointments? Oh, and did you remember to send your mother a birthday card? If so, good for you. If not, well, you're not alone. Many of us in the busy 21st century are finding it more and more difficult to remember everything. Once upon a time, we just blamed getting older for our absent-mindedness. But now experts are blaming our modern lifestyle. They say that we've become the forgetful generation, and that day after day, we overload our memories.
Tape script 11.9. Ellen.
Last year I finished university and I got a job in the same town, Canterbury. And one day, for some reason, rather than go to work for 9 o'clock, I got the bus and went to the university for an 11 o'clock lecture. I was sitting there in the lecture room and I thought to myself, why don't I know anybody? Then suddenly I remembered that I'd finished university and that I was 2 hours late for work.
Josh.
I'm studying law in London now, and, well, at the end of last term, I packed my suitcase as usual and went to King's Cross Station to catch the train home. I was sitting reading on the train, revising for my exams, and the inspector came to check my ticket. He looked at it and said, thank you, sir, we'll be in Newcastle in about an hour. Well, suddenly I thought, Newcastle? I don't want to go to Newcastle, my parents live in Plymouth. You see, when I was a child, I lived with my parents in Newcastle, but we moved to Plymouth when I was 10. I couldn't believe it. How could I have been so stupid?
Fiona.
Some time ago, I got dressed, ready to go to work. I put on my smart black suit. I'd been working at home the night before, preparing for a very important meeting the next day. And I remembered to put all the right papers into my briefcase. I left home and walked down to the bus stop. Just before I got on the bus, I looked down and I was still wearing my fluffy pink bedroom slippers.
Tape script 11.10.
Stories of forgetfulness like these are familiar to many of us, and experts say that such cases as Ellen's, Josh's and Fiona's show the loss of memory is not just related to age, but can be caused by our way of life. Alan Buchan is a professor of psychology and he explains why.
One of the problems these days is that many companies have far fewer employees. This means that one person often does several jobs. Jobs that before were done by many people are now done by a few. If you have five things to do at once, you become stressed and forgetful. I think many people in work situations, at a meeting or something, have the experience where they start a sentence and halfway through it they can't remember what they're talking about and they can't finish the sentence.
That's happened to me.
It's a terrible feeling. You think you're going insane. I remember one patient who came to me so distressed because at three important meetings in 1 week she found herself saying mid-sentence, "I'm sorry, I can't remember what I'm talking about." This was a patient in a new job, which involved a lot of travelling. She also had a home and family to take care of, and she'd recently moved. She had so many things to think about that her brain couldn't cope. It shut down.
I can see the problem, but what's the solution? How did you help that patient?
Well, part of the solution is recognising the problem. Once we'd talked to this patient about her stressful lifestyle, she realised that she wasn't going crazy, and she felt more relaxed and was able to help herself. But, do you know, one of the best ways to remember things, even in these days of personal and handheld computers?
What's that?
It's a notebook. Or just a piece of paper. At the beginning of every day, write yourself a list of things you have to do, and it gives you a really good feeling when you cross things off the list as you do them.
Well, there you have it. Thank you very much, Professor... Professor Alan Buchan.
TapeScript 11.11 1.
What do you say we break for lunch?
Great idea. We can grab a sandwich at the deli.
2.
What are you up to?
Nothing much. Just sitting round watching TV.
You're such a couch potato.
Hey, give me a break. I work hard all week. I like to relax at weekends.
3.
Quick, give me your homework so I can copy it.
No way! Do your own homework.
4.
Did you mend the TV?
Kind of. Channel 4's okay, but we still can't get Sky.
Anything good on tonight?
Dunno. Look in the paper.
5.
What do you call that stuff you use to clean between your teeth?
What do you mean?
You know, it's like string, white.
Oh, you mean dental floss?
Yeah, that's it.